The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Luke O'Neill, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Music hath charms.
It does. It's very good for you.
But there's science behind it, isn't there?
Well, Pat, amazingly, loads of studies have been done on music and the beneficial effects, mainly by neuroscientists and psychologists. A lot of studies have been published, you know, claiming that it's wonderful, and it is wonderful, all kinds of skills. You're coordinating, Pat, sound, vision, motor control, if you're playing an instrument, you know, focus, imagination, all these skills are in the musician. That's going to help the brain tremendously.
And you're often told that if you learn an instrument, even late in life, it'll prolong your brain health.
Well, a great study, Pat, in people over 70, if they pick up a musical instrument and start learning to play or join a choir, you can see these benefits. And there was a 39% decreased risk of cognitive decline in people over 70 who begin learning an instrument. I mean, big effect in that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're learning a new instrument, very challenging. You need to learn all how to play it and so on, and your sense of music has to develop. Yeah.
So I mean, really they say beneficial. It about learning a new language as well, that it can have an effect. But there's more going on when you're trying to learn an instrument, hand-to-eye coordination, trying to read music at the same time, all of that going on in your brain.
It's very complicated. And if you're performing, remember, in front of others, that's a nerve-wracking thing, and there's something else going on in your brain as you're getting anxious. And then, of course, you're going into the flow state. Well, that's the beautiful thing about this. You achieve this kind of state if you play music, and that's very beneficial for the brain. And, of course, as you get older, your brain is going off the boil a bit, let's face it. It kind of wards that up.
Now, what about children learning music? Does that give a lifelong benefit?
It does. The under sevens, especially for this, again, a recent study, almost every week a study comes out. Under sevens were studied, and if they learn a musical instrument, there's more connections developing between the two sides of their brain. They can measure that. It's called the corpus callosum. There's more connections, and that's seen as a good thing. And then, very importantly, it helps them learn a second language. Isn't that strange?
That is strange.
Yeah. So, in other words, whatever the music is doing, it makes their brains more agile. And now, if they're learning a second language, they learned it more quickly. And that was good because you could measure that in them. You know, you could have two sets of kids. Some are learning an instrument, some aren't. They're all learning French or something like that. The under sevens then were able to pick up the foreign language more quickly if they were also learning a musical instrument at the same time.
Now, the extraordinary thing that people who play music, the skill, even if they're in mental decline, may remain with them. And I'm thinking of Glen Campbell.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you saw the documentary about him. He had dementia in his later years. And yet when the first chord was struck,
off he goes. Yeah, whatever's happening there, it's like riding a bike in a way. It's kind of instinctive, isn't it? So if you learn music as a child.
But some of the other facets of brain and memory are gone.
And yet this
remains.
Yeah, so whatever the wiring is like when you learn an instrument or you learn a song, the wiring in your brain, when you play a song, you don't know you're doing it. It's almost subconscious. Whatever that wiring is, could be the last thing to go, strangely, as the brain sadly declines. And you're right, people in their 90s can still sing every verse of a song they learned as a six-year-old.
You know? Yeah.
So whatever it is about the laying down those memories, you can retrieve them more readily than other memories, I guess.
Now, the question of playing versus listening and playing which instrument versus another instrument.
Well, I love this one, Paris. Now, this seems a bit unlikely, but they looked at different people playing different instruments and wondered was there benefits from different instruments. And the brass players, they had a better working memory. Their memory was slightly more agile. The woodwind had better executive function, which means decision making. I do question, it could be 10 people studied, it's like caveat. But even still, the clarinet players had better decision making. Singers, better verbal reasoning. You know, so whatever one you pick. But for some reason, brass players had a better working memory. I don't know what is it, playing a trumpet that gives you a better working memory, so it's a bit strange. But the great one for me was, even as you said, you listen, 10,000 people, a huge study, just listening to music. You don't need to play it, right? Again, that warded off cognitive decline, kept their working memory a bit more agile just by simply listening, regular listening to me.
And to what extent is, you know, the release of endorphins happening in the brain, and therefore it chills you out? If stress is damaging, chilling is great.
Yeah, they reckon that's a big part of it. And when you're playing an instrument, they stick the head in an MRI as the person is singing or whatever, or playing an instrument, right? And they scan the brain and the reward centers light up. That's the first thing. See, the sense of reward. And then you can measure endorphins in their saliva. They go up as well. Now, that's a pleasurable experience, I suppose. And the biggest evidence of all, Pat, is in a choir, without doubt. People who sing in a choir, the endorphins go through the roof. And it must be the collective experience, first of all. You're in a big community and that makes you feel good anyway. the satisfaction of learning a piece of music, and then the audience responding to you, which you see, and you get a reward from that. So they get an endorphin kick, join a choir.
And when you play guitar and sing, do you get into the zone?
Oh, I do, Pat, absolutely. Especially after a couple of pints before.
So is it the music or the pints?
You really get it, you do. I'm sure you're there.
And you're gigging, the Metabolics are gigging tonight.
The Metabolics are playing tonight. The Royal St. George Yacht Club for their regatta.
That's posh.
Yes. The good thing there is we've got three professionals, Chris Cole, they'll get paid. Isn't that nice from the Yacht Club? But we're playing tonight, yeah, Dun Laoghaire.
Okay, you may come across Bobby Kerr.
Yeah, is he going to be? He may
well
be there.
Well, he's sailing in the regatta today.
Yes, he may be there.
He may well be there. All right, so basically the message to anyone, it's never too late to try to learn an instrument. I mean, you can start on the tin whistle and move on from there.
Really important. If you're over 70 especially, take up the tin whistle or join a choir or whatever it might be, and you'll have huge cognitive benefits, is the idea.
Now, podcast this week?
This week it is the cancer breakthroughs, Pat, as you and I discussed before. They keep coming, you know. Yet more breakthroughs in cancer research. A conference I was at recently, so I'm talking about this. These ladies, even more breakthroughs happening.
I suppose the real question is cost-effective breakthroughs.
That's the question.
Because that breakthrough during the week about malaria, the vaccine, I'm sure you know, Professor Hill yourself.
That's right, of course.
I mean, that's going to be cheap as chips.
That's right.
So that's the big
eventually the drug companies will be under pressure to make these drugs available, and that'll have to happen. It'll take a while for the price to come down, but the prices will come down eventually.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.